Welcome to the What If Labs.
When you use your imagination, nothing can truly hold you back.
Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the What If Labs. Today on the show, we're going to be discussing Disney and the future. Now, the railroad show that I've been planning to do, I've been working on it, and it's kind of hard. It takes a while to do it, so that should be the next show, hopefully. But wanted to get a show out to you, and this is a show I'll be able to do easily enough. I actually have a guest co-host. It's Chris Lerman. Some of you may know him as the new third co-host, or should I say
fourth
co-host of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast and the trivia dude on the Everything Disney podcast. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. So, I'm sort of just making this up as I go, but we're going to be discussing Disney and the future. Now, have you seen any of the old Disneyland TV shows, like with Walt Disney and the future, and you know, with Ward Kimball?
Well, I have the silver tin set of Disneyland The Beginning, which had those four shows on
the opening day.
Yeah. And
That's the first ever
Disneyland show, and Disneyland After Dark, and I believe there was one other one, the anniversary one.
Anniversary, yes.
Yeah. Which was badly edited, I must say. But anyway.
How's it badly edited?
Well, when they were doing the show, when they were showing you the cake and everything, that was, there were some heavy edits in there.
I didn't notice.
Well, I like...
You just got a leaner eye.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Now, Walt himself was a futurist, as you should know.
Yes.
If you don't, why don't you?
I do know that.
Not necessarily. We're not necessarily just talking about you. We're talking about our 15 listeners per week.
Oh, wow.
Nah, because this show doesn't come out enough, and it's not advertised enough, so I'm going to have to do a show on the EDRP about this show and say, yo, listen, and if you don't, I'll whoop your ass. Alright. So, Mr. Disney himself was a futurist, and one of the biggest futurists a lot of people knew. And he was always looking towards the future, especially with the concept of Epcot and what he was doing with Tomorrowland and those sorts of shows and attractions. And we're going to talk a little bit about Disney in the future now. And what do you think they have in the future? What do you think will happen with the Disney company in the future? But first, the reason why I have Chris on is so he can give his views and he can be essentially the listener, and so I could be like asking you a question and you are the listener replying, basically. And so what do you think of Disney and their view of the future right now, especially in Tomorrowland and Future World?
Well, they're making a big mess out of everything. If you want my opinion,
why?
Well, they just don't have a system that will work where they can keep a steady pace going. Because look how many times Tomorrowland has been redone.
Well, in Disney World only once.
Well, Disney World, Disneyland.
And Disneyland only twice.
But yeah, but Luke, look at all the attractions that don't do well in Tomorrowland. Look how many times just in the last, is it 10, 15 years? I mean, they've had, well, I don't remember if you had Wings, but if you had Wings, Delta Dream Flight, I remember that. They had Alien Encounter, which I think, was a little too scary for Disney, for Disney guests. Now they have Stitch's Great Escape. I mean, those four things in the last 10 years. And Future World, well, I mean, it's been continuously changing. And I think for the worse.
Yes.
For the worse, because I remember, you know, the classic rides, attractions like World of Motion, Journey into Imagination, you know, Horizons. They're all gone. I mean, the only attraction that really is there that from that era is Spaceship Earth.
And
but even that's been
and Universe of Energy.
Yeah, but they've been redone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Universe of Energy for the better has been redone with this rehab with Ellen. I think that they really did a good job with that.
And
however,
Spaceship Earth, it would be dated if they kept it the way it was.
I mean, they've recycled their AAs in the parks. I mean, that dog they use for Carousel of Progress, for example, the same dog as it's in Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, and the same dog that was in Horizons. You know, but technology today is getting so much bigger and better.
Continue.
I don't know where I don't know what's going to happen in the next, you know, 10, 20 years. I only hope that they do more AAs, and for those who don't know AAs, audio animatronics.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Well, not all people know what AA. Not all people are as much a Disney geek as we are.
But if they're listening to this show, they are.
Well, yeah. But anyway, yeah. I'd like to see more audio animatronics and less film screen animation in their attractions.
Now,
granted, I haven't seen Grand Fiesta Tour live yet, so I can't really say I like it or not. I've seen video, but I haven't experienced it live, so I can't really base it on anything.
Well, now let's go through Tomorrowland and see if the attractions still fit. Now, let's go around in a circle. We'll start off with the...
Which park?
Oh, we're only talking about Disney World.
Walt Disney
World?
Because
I think Disneyland is pretty... Tomorrowland's starting to get in a good shape, minus the people mover. Ugh, want it back. But,
well, innovations can go out.
Inventions.
Should bring back,
Inventions.
What?
Inventions.
That's what I said.
You said innovations.
Inventions, I said.
You said innovations.
Alright, anyway.
I'm confused by Jose.
Bring back Carousel of Progress for Disneyland.
That
was the one attraction that Walt himself said would never leave the park. And what happened? It left.
No, but it's still there.
Not at Disneyland.
Well, the thing... I think what he meant was he never wants the attraction to actually go, but it still exists, which is a good thing. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind if it was at Disney World, because it still lives on, the legacy.
At seasonal now, only.
Yes, but every time I go there, it's always open.
Yeah, well... It should be open all the time. Period. Alright, so let's go in a circle, and let's voice our opinions.
Now, the Speedway. What do you think about the Speedway?
That's the Yautopia.
Yeah, we're talking about, Disney World.
No, I know, but the Speedway, Yautopia, right?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't done that in so long, if I've ever done it.
I like doing it once a vacation. Go there right at the beginning of the day, so I don't have to wait a ridiculously long line.
Yeah,
that's the thing I should bring up. They should put Fast Pass in.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's always mobbed, and it's like there are much more important things to do.
But it's good for the little kids.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's like they can do with that driving, you know, even though they're not really driving. But it's like that joke on the Jungle Cruise. This boat handles so well, you'd think it's on a track. And it is.
It is.
Yeah, it's the... Yeah. So, but no, the Speedway is okay. Doesn't do much, but it's okay.
I don't think the Speedway is too futuristic anymore. So here's my idea, a little bit of at-home Imagineering for you. Now, move the entrance to the Speedway to Toontown.
Toontown?
And, yeah, and give it like a Cars overlay.
That's what I'm hearing, a rumor that they're actually thinking of doing that.
And I wouldn't mind if they do it, as long as they don't put the Cars, don't keep it in Tomorrowland, like make it a Fantasyland or, well not Fantasyland, but Toontown attraction.
Yeah, I think they're going to make the Cars animated, so that's what I hear.
I hope they make it, boom, boom. Alright, Space Mountain.
That I like.
I love Space Mountain.
I mean, it can give you whiplash, but it's an awesome attraction.
I've never got whiplash from that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Nothing that rough.
Really, it can, you know, it can rock you around.
Yeah, it's not too rough. But I understand it should be getting a reasonably big refurbishment kind of soon.
Like the one at Disneyland?
Hopefully they rebuild the track like they did at Disneyland. Because the Disney World version is actually older than the Disneyland.
Do you know when and if, when that's supposed to go down, or...?
Nah, because it's still a rumor.
Okay. Like, Disney, what I believe is that it's only a reality if it's actually being built. If it's not being built, it's a rumor.
It's happening if Disney have announced it, basically. If they publicly announced it and said they are doing it.
Yeah. I like Space Mountain. I mean, Space Mountain is pretty awesome.
I mean, how is it... it can't be unfuturistic, because space travel is not yet an everyday...
situation,
yeah. And then there's, the arcade...
What arcade is this?
The arcade that's the big thing at the exits of Space Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Now that was...
I never do those things. I never stay around to do...
Yeah. But,
because you want to move to the next thing. Because if you're... You know, it's like you can spend all your time in those little exhibits that they're at the end of, like, at Epcot. You know, I mean... You spend all your time there, it's like, eats up your entire day, and you're waiting...
Sometimes, though, you want to, like, just kick back and just, like, suck it all up, but,
How long you're there for.
I think the arcade was added in, like, 1994-ish, about that time, and to me, it's sort of an unnecessary addition... And it sort of blocks the skyline of Space Mountain, I think it'd be better without it.
Right.
And then next door to that, you have the unused building.
What unused building?
The Skyway building.
Oh.
Remaining unused. Sad.
Uh-huh.
They should turn it into something. There were rumors of them turning it into a Monsters, Inc. dark ride. Yeah. Glad they didn't do it there. And then there's also rumors of...
That would be a Fantasyland attraction, I think.
Yeah. More of a Studios, actually. Or a Toontown.
Yeah.
Well, no, not Toontown, but a Studios, yeah. But, there were also rumors of them making it into a restaurant.
Oh.
Like,
what?
Where you'd get a nice view over the... And that's something Tomorrowland needs, is a nice, futuristic-themed sit-down restaurant.
Well, isn't... Well, at Starlight Cafe, isn't that...
Yeah, but it's not sit-down. No, it's counter service.
Oh, but you can sit down and eat your food. Okay, well, you're listening to,
No, you don't get what sit down means. Sit down is, like, table service.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, they need one of those.
Right.
And then, of course, you have everybody's favorite.
The Nazi Great big, beautiful
tomorrow.
Hey, 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 my internet's gone. All right, great, Carousel of Progress. What do you think about that?
I love that attraction. Every time, it's a must-see.
My second favorite attraction in Tomorrowland.
I love it. I mean, I think it's really fun. I mean, yeah, they may need to update it, but...
Oh, yeah, it needs updating. Because everything in the practically everything in the last scene is... We have.
Right.
But the music is great, and I'm glad they changed it from that, changed it from Best Time of Your Life to this.
I never saw that version. Live, I mean.
Now is the best time. Alright. Now, my favorite attraction in all of Tomorrowland, and maybe even in the whole park, the TTA.
As is a lot of people's.
I'm gonna become the new TTA man. The guy that rides TTA 5 million times in a day.
Yeah.
Like Spaceship Earth. That and Spaceship Earth are just like so relaxing, and I just love the both of them.
Yeah.
And then there's Astro Orbiter. Now, do you think that suits better or worse than the original Star Jets?
I've never done either or, so I can't really say.
Ooh, you should try it next time you go. You get really nice view up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an art. It's a midway ride, though. It really doesn't do much.
But it's good for the kids, and I do it once every time. Right. That's my favorite of the...
I try to do Dumbo at least once a visit, you know? I mean, if I can ever get to it, but... It's just sentimental reasons. That's not my...
But out of, like, the Dumbo rides, which is Triceratops Spin, Dumbo, Astro Orbiter, and the unnecessarily built magic carpets of Aladdin...
That I haven't done yet.
That is there. Just clutters up the area. But,
It's a good idea, though, if you ride Splash and get soaked and you want to dry off. I mean, you need those rides to,
No, but on that... On Magic Carpets of Aladdin, you get wet.
Oh. For definitely, or...?
No, but... You could. And then, there's also,
I like Primeval World.
Yeah, but that's... Not one of those rides.
Oh, okay.
It's Triceratops Spin, which is the... But Astro Orbiter is my favorite of them because you get a really nice view of the rest of the park from up there. You can see the totem, the tiki poles from the tiki room. You can see...
That was a stupid decision to make to update that attraction. That was a stupid idea.
I think the original one's a bit... boring, but...
I like the original one. It's much more calm and serene and relaxing. And you go in this one and it's like, oh my god, where's the Advil afterwards? Where's the Tylenol? Gilbert Gottfried. Oh. Yeah, I like it, but I just think that it's too annoying. It's too grating. I mean, it's a lasting tribute to Phil Hartman, the pre-show. But, you know, we're in Tomorrowland, not Adventureland. But.
Yeah. And then there's the Buzz Lightyear's...
I like that one. That's cool.
I think what they should do with that is close it and give it a refurb and add in the shooters that you have in Disneyland. Add in the guns that are in Disneyland and make it more better like that. And also add in some of the... props from Disneyland, because there's more three-dimensional stuff in the Disneyland one.
I've never been on the Disneyland one, so I really can't say.
I've seen the video, and I can tell that the Disneyland one is like 100 times better.
Well, they get the better things than we get at Disney World. Look at the versions of what we get at Disney World compared to the versions at Disneyland, and there you go.
Most of the stuff at Disneyland is better than Disney World, like Pirates
like,
at Disney.
Why can't they do the same concept at Disney World? Because Rio de Tiempo is a water ride, is a boat ride.
Yeah, but they don't want the same thing.
But they could still
both.
Yeah, but Luke, there's a drop. with both of them. Actually, there's two drops in Disneyland compared to the one at Disney World, but they can still have the queue area like the Blue Bayou.
Yeah,
and make it a restaurant. They have the space.
They built that on the cheap. Well, not on the cheap, but quickly.
Yeah, because
they had an enormous guest outcry.
Right. I mean, they weren't going to have it originally, and that's outrage. Anyway, back to Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
I digress.
So, that's what they should do with Buzz. But like I was saying, most of the stuff in Disneyland is better than Disney World, in my opinion. The Pirates is better at Disneyland.
I agree with you 100%.
The Haunted Mansion is better at Disneyland.
Yes, I agree with you. I totally
agree.
The
Buzz is better. The Small World is better.
Yeah, they everything is better there.
One thing, though, I think Splash Mountain is better in Disney World.
How so?
Because it's longer and you have the better boats. But Big Thunder, I think, is equal at both. Space Mountain is better at Disneyland. But back to Tomorrowland. Next up, we have Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor Comedy Club. We should
I haven't
know
done
my
that
opinions
yet.
On that. I gathered that. And it does not fit in Tomorrowland at all.
Really? Where does it fit in?
Well, it's in Tomorrowland, but it doesn't fit Tomorrowland.
Well, where would it fit, then?
The studios.
Okay.
But I'm really... It's really weird for them to build it in Tomorrowland.
I mean, I can understand the Timekeeper being in Tomorrowland, but I don't understand
honestly,
why that...
Yeah,
like, I don't understand why that is there. I mean, why they had to do that. I mean, they already have Buzz. Why do they need another Pixar attraction in Tomorrowland?
Coming soon!
It's
Buzz just... Life in Tomorrowland!
Oh, that would not work.
That definitely wouldn't.
I mean, the studios is getting this massive Toy Story attraction.
Which looks to be quite good.
I haven't seen any artwork for it. I don't know what the concept is. I just know it's going to be massive.
And then finally, we have the second biggest disgrace in the...
Hey.
Yeah, I knew
Stitch,
you would say
watch,
something like that.
Watch what you're saying about Stitch, okay?
I
love
watching.
Stitch. Too many
now,
people
let me get this
straight. Stitch.
Everyone that hates Stitch's Great Escape, like myself, do not hate Stitch. They hate the attraction. I love Stitch. I think it's a great movie and a great TV series, and he's a great character, good with
work
the kids
on Ricky,
and stuff.
Then.
But the attraction just does not work. Bring back Alien Encounter, please.
I disagree.
Even though I'd never go on Alien Encounter in my life.
I disagree with that. I did not like Alien Encounter. It totally is a freaky experience. I've done it. I don't like it. It was just too creepy for me. I mean, and the fact of the matter is, it wasn't too scary enough when they opened it, so they had to reopen it and make it more scary, so that was even 10 times worse. I mean, it's supposed to be a family park. And you put something like that in that scares the bejeebers out of little kids.
And the biggest change when they first opened it, I think they had Phil Hartman playing the robot.
And now it's Richard Kind, which I like.
Well, no, I'm actually talking just about Alien Encounter. But when it originally opened, for like the first year or so, they had Phil Hartman, who was the voice of the robot.
Okay.
In the pre-show. And
but then they changed it to Jim Curry.
And he just, apparently he didn't fit in well enough with the theme. And he just wasn't, it was a cat, it's like throwing the Little Mermaid into the Lion King.
Right.
Sort of. It doesn't fit. So they took, redid it with Tim Curry. And he fits much better in that.
Oh, speaking of the Little Mermaid, did you, do you have the DVD that has the virtual ride through in it?
No, but I've seen it on the internet.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. I wish that it could be a real ride.
Oh, and did you hear the news about what they're doing with Haunted Mansion?
I know that
with
they're...
the stretching room.
No, that I don't know about, the stretching room.
well, they're actually going to have, like, moving audio.
What does that mean?
In the stretching room. Give me just 1 second. I actually got it on Inside the Magic.
So, on top of the refurb, they're going to be doing that to it as well.
Well, that is in the refurb. That's part of the refurb. But, I'm reading this off the Inside the Magic forums.
You have to go soon. It's already 8:30. Unless you're staying up later because you only have half a day of school.
From a recent email to WDI to other Disney employees, volunteers are needed to listen to the new WDW Magic Kingdom Haunted Mansion moving ghost host audio system for the stretch rooms. That's all that's known.
So there's no audio test, there's no audio sample?
No.
Of what they're going to be doing?
Well, there wouldn't be, but no.
Wow.
Well, that does it for this episode of the What If Labs. I hope you enjoyed mine and Chris's futuristic look into Tomorrowland stuff. with quite a few tangents. Next time, we should hopefully have you the Railroad Show. I actually have a few future episodes planned. So if you guys just give me 1 second. Go to the... Oh, and all of this information is available at our website, which is located at freewebs.com/whatiflabs. Upcoming episodes will include a look at the Blue Sky Department with a few Imagineering ideas that I found on the internet. And then we'll have a look at some of the lost attractions of World Showcase, as well as the Western River Expedition, the Walt Disney Story at Walt Disney World, and Disneyland, the first 50 magical years, and now the first 52 magical years. Chris, thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome, and I hope to be bashed back again.
See ya.